We're joined now on the OG by Johnston Hobbs. He is our resident baseball expert here. He is the coach of the Omaha Filth Ballers in the Corn Belt Summer League. He's also in charge of 2-4 performance training in Raleigh. Johnston, how are you, sir? It's been a couple minutes since we've talked.
It has. I'm doing well. I hope everybody's safe and healthy there.
We are. We're holding down the fort here in the triangle for you. You're in Omaha. You're coaching the Filth Ballers, like I mentioned, in the Corn Belt Summer League. And we've been talking to you in part because I believe you're still the only league in America playing baseball right now. Is that true?
Yeah, we're one of very few. A couple of leagues have started up to do a shorter season, like the Northwoods got together, usually 70 games. And I think they cut their league in half, and they're trying to get that going. They do a lot of travel, though, so no telling what will happen there. And then there's a little league near us that just fired up called the Expedition League.
Okay.
But, yeah, we're one of very few that are actually playing this summer.
And one thing we also like to talk to you about is you were involved in setting up the guidelines to handle the COVID-19 protocols for your league. And I'm curious, what have been some of the toughest guidelines to follow for the players? Because you're dealing with college kids, and a lot of things we're talking about right now is how are college kids are they going to handle this in the fall?
Yeah, well, initially, you know, we put all these rules down. They look great. And you're like, okay, we can manage this. And then you get 25 guys around. And, you know, I'm at third base a lot and doing other stuff. So it's hard to keep an eye on all of them. We have to keep telling them, keep your distance. Only a certain amount of you can be in the dugout. The rest of you have to be along the fence on the outside. And that's been the hardest thing for me because half the game I'm not in the dugout. We just recently had someone at the batting facility where we train, one of the trainers tested positive for COVID. So I had to send two of my players home to be quarantined and be tested. So we're kind of waiting on that. You know, it just seems like there's no way to avoid this thing. Although I'm really proud of the fact that it hasn't really affected our league thus far. We've had one or two people maybe. But who's to say that was from the game? It could be from their social lives or you know, July 4th or what have you.
Johnston Hobbs is the coach of the Omaha Filth Ballers in the Corn Belt Summer Baseball League. It's college baseball players. He's also local to us here in the Triangle at 2-4 performance training. And Johnston, you mentioned that you had a trainer test positive and some other players, and now you're testing them to make sure that they're okay. I'm curious about your opinion because you're in a unique situation there. You're dealing with college baseball players who had their season cut short. There's a lot of talk right now about college football. Obviously, the Ivy League has canceled all their fall sports. You're seeing the Power Five schools go to a conference-only schedule. Your sense in dealing with college athletes, would they prefer to play under the circumstance of, hey, you can only play conference games or you can only play regional games?
Yeah, I would say 90% of our athletes would be okay with any schedule. So even if you said you can only play, you know, 20 games this season and it's all in conference or whatever, they'd be fine with it. They just want to play. Now, given that, they're also very aware of what's going on and very concerned about it. And none of them want to, you know, get sick or catch the virus or anything because then they're guaranteed they're not going to play. You know, for example, we had a game the other day where the umpire heard some kids talking about someone was around someone who had tested positive. The umpire refused to let me put that kid in the game. We had to send him home. So it's a great message for athletes to pay attention to what you're doing outside of practice, because all that stuff we can regulate, we can structure. It's the stuff outside of practice that really seems to be affecting whether or not these seasons are going to happen.
Yeah, and Johnston Hobbs joining us from the Corn Belt Summer League, Omaha Filth Ballers, on the OG here. And I'm not trying to say we let the players make this decision. I'm in college sports. I do feel like obviously you want administrators and coaches to be involved in some decision making. I'm just saying it seems like we're really quick to dismiss. Well, what do the players want to do, and what is safe for the players? I don't know. Maybe I'm looking at it the wrong way, but it just feels like you're in a situation where you are on a daily basis dealing with college kids. And I think when you're not dealing with college kids, you have this, you could dismiss them as, they're just, you know, they don't know what they're talking about. They don't know what they're doing, but it feels like they are kind of cognizant of what's going on in their lives.
Absolutely. And again, you know, these guys, I think it was Pete Rose that said that he'd walk through hell in a suit made of gasoline to play baseball. And that's the way these guys are. You know, once you once you get a taste of it and you're in college, I mean, you want to play regardless. So we just got to find a way to keep it safe. And hopefully, you know, in spring, since it's a spring sport, you know, baseball have the opportunity to do that.
Johnson Hobbs is joining us on the OG. I am Joe Giglio. Joe Ovius is on vacation. He's very lucky. Johnson's a coach of the Omaha Filthballers in the Corn Belt Summer League. He also runs 2-4 performance baseball training here in Raleigh. And Johnson, last time we talked to you, Major League Baseball was in a negotiating mess. Now they've figured some things out. They're going to play 60 games. I'm curious your experience now this summer with your own baseball league. I know it's only 6 teams where you are, and you're in a centralized location there in Omaha. But baseball is not going to use a bubble. They're going to go and say, you know what, we're going to travel. We're going to move this thing around like we normally would just for only 60 games. Curious your insight as to how you think that will work.
Well, you know, that is going – the logistics behind that are going to be incredible. You know, I was reading this morning, you know, they've expanded the player pool to 60 players. So they're going to be allowed to have 35 guys travel for the first couple of weeks, plus a 3-player taxi squad, which is like a practice squad, a catcher, a pitcher, and another position player probably. Then they're going to get it down to 28 after 2 weeks, then down to 26 plus the taxi squad after about 4 weeks. So you don't have quite – the number of athletes traveling, but the logistics with the support crew, the hotels, everything. Personally, I wouldn't want that job. I don't know how it's going to work. I think just the mere fact that you've cut the season in a third obviously decreases your variables by 66%. So maybe they're just playing the odds and hoping that this thing will go without a hitch. But we're already seeing people test positive, you know, in the late spring workout.
Yeah.
So I've just got my fingers crossed because I want it to happen.
Johnson Hobbs is a coach of the Omaha Filthballers in the Corn Belt Summer League. He runs 2-4 performance training here in Raleigh. And before we let you go, Johnson, I'm going to try to give you a little bit of show mojo here, man. 5-8 record on the season. What can we do back here in Raleigh to get the Filthballers back on track? I think you've had some pitching injuries, though. I don't know if I could help that.
Well, you know, if you're not pitching, you got to start hitting. So I think after 13 games, we have 105 strikeouts, which is way too many. So we're every day just working on recognizing pitch counts and what to expect, you know, fastball count, a breaking ball count. You know, these kids are just so young, and they didn't have a season. And a lot of these guys, my group is so young that we don't have any players that have at least one Division II at-bat, let alone Division I. So it is really – I'm coaching more than I've ever coached in my life. I love it. I enjoy it. The kids are getting it. I wouldn't be surprised if we run off 3 or 4 here pretty soon.
Nice. Johnson Hobbs, keep your phone on, man. We're going to need you when baseball restarts. We always appreciate your insight. You can catch him at 2-4 performance training in Raleigh or go to the Corn Belt Summer League homepage. Johnson, thanks for your time, man, and good luck in your game today.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. You too.